This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Every college and university in Michigan is choosing among a handful of not spectacular options this fall, trying to make sure that they offer students the higher education that's been paid for, while also trying to get a handle on COVID infections. And as you've heard on the show, higher ed has proved to be the new hotspot for outbreaks across Michigan this month. Albion College in Albion is among those fighting back with a series of new strategies aimed at getting out in front of COVID. And Dr. Matthew Johnson is the president of Albion. He joins us now. Dr. Johnson, thanks for being here.
I appreciate the opportunity to give a little bit of a perspective about the places that are not the hotspot.
What is it like as a college president to get the news that someone on campus has tested positive?
Well, I have to say the first time I had that news, it was quite anxiety provoking. You have all kinds of thoughts of outbreaks, as well as the danger to that individual and to the broader community. But I have to say several weeks into the semester, the notification that we have another single positive is sort of become a standard business. We have protocols in place to protect that individual as well as the community and manage that case. And that's why we haven't had more than a couple of positive cases at any given time and only have one positive case on campus presently.
Right. We'll talk about a number of different methods, but I guess I wanted to ask you first about the plan of action through which the college is going to encourage students to gather in smaller groups. We've seen in many different college towns around Michigan that a lot of the problems seem to be focused less in places like dormitories and more at informal parties that have happened on and off campus. What's the idea behind the pod strategy?
Well, we, as you may know, are situated in Albion, the city, and we have a pretty close relationship with the city, and the city and the college are surrounded by cornfields, essentially. And so we started early talking with the city about a strategy where wherein we wanted to try and create a bubble around the city and the college. We worked closely with the city and the state to establish free public testing for citizens in the city, and that is operating out of one of our facilities here on campus. And then as we brought students back to campus, we had them sign up for an app, the Aura app, which tracks their location initially so that we could track close contacts of people who test positive, but then also so that we could talk with students about the need to establish a perimeter essentially around campus within which we knew we could maintain safety and to limit the amount of free flow back and forth outside of that bubble and talk with anyone who leaves the bubble and comes back so that we can mitigate risk or manage risk, know where they've gone, know what they've been exposed to, and then work with them to reenter the community in a safe way so that they aren't in danger of reinfecting or infecting the community. So that's what we tried to do, and so far we've been able to work with students to maintain the integrity of that bubble more or less and reduce the number of infections within the bubble.
I know that officials in East Lansing are getting pretty serious about fines and other penalties for large gatherings, which are prohibited at the moment. Will there be sanctions at Albion against students who maybe go outside of their pods?
Well, we've fortunately not had to go down that road yet, and really maintained an educational point of view with our students, having good conversations about the risks they pose to themselves and others in the choices that they make. But we have told students that if they consistently violate our public health policies, they will be referred to our student judicial system, which, you know, works just like any other complaint to our student judicial system. There's a process that a student goes through that wherein they can talk about the allegation, and we work through a series of steps to determine whether or not they're responsible and then would assign the appropriate sanction.
Are you in a position to be able to offer full testing on demand for people whether or not they have symptoms?
Yes, we have tested every individual student, faculty, and staff on a 7-day cycle, as well as responsive testing of individuals when a wastewater test comes back positive for a particular residential area. And we've also been able to do responsive testing for athletes who are doing close contact practice. We can test every individual in our campus on demand at any time.
I also read that the college has a plan for tracking infections via wastewater. Tell me about how that works.
Yeah, so several of our largest residential facilities have a common wastewater exit. We've sampled from those wastewater exit pipes every 3 days. Those samples go to a lab. The lab tells us whether there is any viral load in the samples, and we can track whether the viral load is going up or down. And that allows us to then focus our individualized testing on those residential areas that indicate increases in viral load.
What's the difference between doing this on the scale that Albion College is working with, a student body of 1,500 undergrads, I believe, and trying to take preventive measures at some kind of larger school? Could you imagine doing this at a big university?
I really couldn't. And therein lies the fundamental difference between a small liberal arts college and a large university. In the same way that we are providing individualized, high contact, high touch health training, monitoring, and public health approaches, we provide high touch, intensive education. So we already had the infrastructure to be able to do this kind of high touch, high quality, intensive monitoring. But the large universities provide a very different form of education than we do. And so the scaling up of what we do would be very difficult for them to attend to.
All of the things that you've described for us were taken on with the intention of trying to maintain face-to-face instruction. Do you still feel that it's worth both the trouble that you're going to and the potential risk of infection?
I do. And I think it's worth it because of what I hear from parents and students and because of what I hear from faculty, that they're still having amazing educational experiences in the classroom, outside in the tents, down at the Nature Center, in the gymnasium, in lots of different places and in lots of new ways. And everyone is very thankful that that is happening and grateful. It's not easy. It's an accelerated schedule currently. And that has been challenging for everyone, but it's been overwhelmingly positive response.
Any advice for other schools who maybe want to raise their game a little bit in this area?
I think two things. One, bring your students into the conversation early so that they understand deeply the risk that they present to others and to themselves if they don't follow the public health protocols. We're educational institutions, after all. We should start there. And I think secondly, use technology. We have used technology to be able to help students understand what the boundaries of acceptable behavior are and to be able to do fast and efficient contact tracing and follow-up testing.
This is quite the moment in higher education, which is a space that has had its challenges predating COVID. Is there anything that you've learned during this time that you think you'll carry forward into Albion's future?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. One, I think we're at the moment of a generational shift. I think the Xennials are different than the Millennials. And I think their ability to adapt in the moment to this current crisis is reflective of their childhood and the experiences they had across the last 5 to 7 years with a whole host of social challenges. So that's one learning, I think. A second learning, I think, is that those students are not only ready, willing, and able, but eager to participate in creating communities that are safe both on and off campus. And so I think we need to reevaluate the sort of methods and approaches that we had in a prior generation that were more disciplinary and again, double down on the educational approach.
Dr. Matthew Johnson is president of Albion College in Albion. Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for your time and good luck with the rest of the semester.
Thank you.